Welcome inside this week's Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, the Eagles take a trip down to Tampa Bay this week, and that means that the Sean goes on vacation to Revis Island. Mm-hmm. Are you starting him going up against one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
I have to start him, Bo. There's just no two ways about it. DeSean Jackson is the most explosive vertical receiver in the National Football League. And, you know, after he had a couple tough matchups in weeks three and weeks four, he rebounded and embarrassed Prince Amukamara on a double move last week. Do I think that's going to happen with Darrelle Revis? Probably not. He is one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. But as you've seen with DeSean Jackson, even when he's not having a huge game from the first kickoff to the final whistle, he's the type of guy who all he has to do is make one play, and his fantasy day is made. So DeSean Jackson, at this point to me, he is a weekly starter. I cannot bench him because of his upside.
The other factor at play with DeSean is who is going to be a quarterback for the Eagles. And if it's not Michael Vick, it's Nick Foles. And Foles, of course, found DeSean plenty in the second half against the Giants. But fantasy-wise, if you have a quarterback on a bye week or if you're in a two-quarterback league and you're stretching for a starter, is Nick Foles a guy you'd be plugging into your lineup?
It's a tough situation to plug him into the lineup because the Buccaneers' defense is so good. However, the Eagles are still moving the ball prodigiously. They're averaging nearly 500 yards a game. Nick Foles ran the offense exceptionally well in the second half against the Giants. Now, you're going on the road to Tampa against one of the fastest defenses in the National Football League. Do I expect the Eagles to have as much success? No, but Nick Foles in this offense, nobody has proven they can slow down the offense, at least in terms of yardage. So I think Nick Foles, if you're really strapped, is certainly going to be an option if, in fact, he is the starter this week.
All right, we go around the league now in the big fantasy news down by the schoolyard. Julio Jones out for the season. I know I'm particularly hurt by this on a couple teams. What are you doing if you're stretching for a receiver?
Well, obviously, I think the first thing you're going to consider is picking up Harry Douglas, the Falcons' third receiver. But the thing I'm concerned about if I'm picking up Harry Douglas is the fact that Roddy White has essentially been playing on one leg this year, and Harry Douglas' production has been very inconsistent, and when it's been down, it's been really down. I think he only had 2 catches for 6 yards against the Jets, and with Roddy and Julio banged up, that was not a good sign to me. The first thing I would do is look to those San Diego receivers. Both Keenan Allen and Vincent Brown had big games against the Oakland Raiders on Sunday night. If those guys are out there, go pick them up. Phillip Rivers is playing out of his mind right now, and now is the time to go get them. But another name I would consider, I know it's a division rival, Bo, Terrence Williams of the Cowboys. I think he's got a shot to unseat Miles Austin long term. They're sick of Miles Austin's injuries, and Williams made a big play. They are letting him play through his mistakes, and they are an offense that is going to throw the football.
Are you pro stashing Percy Harvin on your bench?
Absolutely. Especially if I've lost Julio Jones. There's no doubt about it. Percy Harvin's the type of guy who could be a game changer. Seattle really hasn't had a passing game. And Percy Harvin's the type of guy who can toe the line between passing game and running game because he's so versatile. I really think stashing Percy Harvin at this point, especially if you have a receiver injury, is the way to go. The reports that he's running, all positive.
The Eagles' opponent this week, they have the muscle hamster, Doug Martin, who was one of the best fantasy players last season. He struggled a bit early in the first 4 weeks. What's your prognosis for him long term?
Well, I don't know if it's him struggling, Bo, or the fact that defenses just did not respect Josh Freeman and later Mike Glennon. They've been stacking the box against him consistently. But did you know Doug Martin, even though he's only played 4 games, still leads the NFL in carries? That's somebody who has to be in my lineup. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets like 40 carries against the Eagles this week. That might be a slight exaggeration, but if this game is close, just you watch. Doug Martin could touch the ball close to 40 times.
We talked earlier about stashing Percy Harvin. A guy who teams have been stashing so far is Rob Gronkowski, the star tight end for the Patriots. He may be back this week, maybe another couple weeks. When he does get back, how quickly do you think he becomes a difference maker?
I think he becomes a difference maker pretty much immediately. You saw exactly what happened to Tom Brady and the Bengals. Now, I've been a backer of Tom Brady. I've been a backer of going out and acquiring Tom Brady if you could get him on the cheap. I still am a backer of that because Gronkowski is a difference maker. And unless you manage to luck out or really had good foresight and drafted Julius Thomas or Jordan Cameron, one of those late-round tight ends who has broken out so far this year, I think you don't really have a choice. You've got to put Rob Gronkowski in your fantasy lineups as soon as possible, as soon as it's confirmed that he's going to be active.
Finally, at quarterback, the guy who went toe-to-toe with Peyton Manning last week until he pulled a Romo in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo has been one of the best fantasy quarterbacks through the first 5 weeks. Is he a guy who you would sell high on, or you believe that he's going to remain a top five guy?
I'm kind of in both categories, Bo, because I'm not certain that Tony Romo can pick up this kind of production or keep this going. However, Tony Romo is the type of player right now that, look, if you can get a great offer for him. I think actually you mentioned off the camera, Bo, that you got put him in a package for Aaron Rodgers and Calvin Johnson.
I did.
That's something I would consider. But if you think Romo can't keep this up, I would argue that. The guy's been a pretty consistent top 10 fantasy quarterback ever since he became the quarterback in Dallas. And if you can stomach having Tony Romo on your roster, it's something I am totally comfortable with for fantasy purposes.
All right, well, the word is out. Aaron Rodgers and Calvin Johnson, you guys pick it up the rest of the season. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.